Uncle Al, Trouble Again. There was a crunching sound as I banged into the biggest kid in the football team. I fell to the ground like a piece of tissue paper. "He's not getting up," I heard the coach say. "His leg looks a strange shape." That is how I ended up in hospital with my leg in plaster. It was a bad break. There were two other kids in my room, a boy called Reese, with skin that looked transparent, like one of those glass frogs we learnt about in science. He never talked or smiled. Then there was a girl called Sam. Yes, a girl in my room. Hospital was boring. How would I survive? I glanced at my watch. Visiting hour in 2 minutes. I wasn't expecting any visitors. Suddenly, I saw a face at the door, grinning like a naughty ape. Oh no, it was Uncle Al! I groaned. Maybe if I pretended to be asleep, he would go away. But not Uncle Al. In he bounded, holding a big bunch of flowers. He pushed them under my nose. Flowers? I said. I found them growing on the roadside, said Uncle Al. Sam was smirking, I was sure. Give them to her, I said, pointing to Sam. There was nothing to put the flowers in, but then Uncle Al saw a bedpan. Perfect, he said, putting the flowers in and filling the bedpan with water. Uncle Al, I said in horror, do you know what that is for? It's great for the flowers, he replied. Sam's smirk had grown wider. I glanced at Reese. He was just staring with expressionless eyes like glass marbles. Who was that? Asked Sam when Uncle Al had finally bounced from the room. A neighbor, I said. He's a bit crazy. I heard you call him Uncle Al, said Sam. He likes me too, I said. The day went slowly in hospital, but now it was visiting hour again. I glanced nervously at the door. No Uncle Al. Good. But then, in he bounded, holding a bunch of balloons. Uncle Al, I said, we are not having a party. Sam snorted, and I felt really embarrassed. You don't need a party for balloons, said Uncle Al. Besides, these are special ones. He let go of the balloons, and they floated to the ceiling, attaching themselves to it like limpets on a rock. How cool! Screamed Sam. I looked at Reese. Nothing. Not even the slightest movement in the glass eyes. Uncle Al started clapping his hands and dancing around, singing a crazy song. Suddenly, there was a loud bang, followed by another and another. Uncle Al screamed like a trapped animal and dived under my bed. What are you doing? I asked. Get out from under there. I'm scared of loud noises, said Uncle Al. Since when, I thought. Sam was laughing so much, I thought she would roll out of bed. And amazing, Reese's eyes were moving. His transparent skin had a warm, pink glow, and he was talking. Keep under cover, he shouted at Uncle Al. The balloon bandits will attack again. A nurse was passing our room when more balloons burst. She didn't see the balloons at all, so, like a trained robot, she swung into action. Her hand hit the emergency button on the wall, and sirens echoed through the hospital. After that, it was total chaos. The armed offender squad came swarming like ants to a jam sandwich. They appeared at our door, the commander shouting orders. He's under there, squawked Reese, pointing to my bed, excitement shining in his eyes. In a flash, my bed was surrounded by gun-carrying police. "You, under that bed! We have you covered!" snapped the commander. "Come out with your hands up!" Uncle Al was grinning widely as he crawled out from under the bed. The commander put handcuffs on him. "I've never been in handcuffs before," he said, smiling at everyone.
"What is it like?" asked Reese, almost breathless with excitement.
"Terrible," said Uncle Al. "I don't recommend it ever." I could tell the commander was getting impatient with Uncle Al, who kept on talking to Reese as if nothing serious had happened at all. "Where's the gun?" he asked. I thought Uncle Al would explode with laughter. He nodded his head to the ceiling, where a few balloons were still clinging desperately. "No gun," he said, "just balloon grenades." The whole story was on television that night. Well, mostly Uncle Al was. I had to admit to Sam, he really was my uncle. After that, we had a heap of visitors, and all of them brought something, except for balloons. They were banned. The commander visited Reese and explained all about his job. Reese couldn't stop talking about becoming a member of the Armed Offenders Squad one day. It put color in his cheeks. He didn't look like one of those glass frogs anymore. Uncle Al, he always seems to turn a disaster inside out, and I just have to forgive him until the next time.